She is the founder of Ina Wellness Collective. Essentially, you guys are a health and wellness. That's kind of your mission, and you're very new. Yes. So just starting, I think February was your first event, you told me. And it's all about creating healthy living within oneself, creating harmony, which we'll highlight on more throughout this podcast. But first and foremost, can you tell me what Ina means and where that name came from?
Yeah, so Ina is the Chamorro word that means to illuminate or to shine a light on. Okay. I spent a lot of time figuring out what the name for Ina Wellness Collective was going to be, and spent a lot of time looking up different Chamorro words and really finding, trying to find a word that really resonated with me. And the week that I found Ina was the week that I started my, I'm going through a health coaching program right now. Okay. And the whole program kept talking about, you know, surrounding yourself with people who light you up, being in experiences that light you up. Just this term light you up kept coming up to me. Mm-hmm. And then I found the word Ina, and I knew instantly that
it was meant to
that
be.
That was the word.
Wow.
So yeah, Ina Wellness Collective.
So it means to light, to shine light upon one another.
Yeah, to illuminate. And
to illuminate. Okay, yeah. Beautiful. And essentially that's what you do then through the through Ina Wellness.
Yeah, so Ina Wellness Collective will specialize in pop-up events, so wellness events that are geared towards helping people explore different aspects of health and wellness. So it could be yoga, it could be meditation, it could be nutrition, and then retreats. So we'll be hosting a couple of retreats this year, so a one-day retreat and a three-day retreat, really geared towards getting people to unplug and kind of reconnect to themselves. And then we'll be doing some health coaching programs. So I mentioned I'm becoming a health coach at the moment.
Wow.
So we'll be doing holistic health coaching and then some corporate wellness programs later in the year.
Okay, yeah. So let's start with how did you get started? How did you come to find this?
Yeah, so I spent the past 8 years working. I was out in the States, so I was in San Francisco for about 6 years. Then I was living in Amsterdam for a while. I was working at Eventbrite the whole time. So Eventbrite does ticketing for events.
Of course.
I was doing...
I'm pretty familiar.
A lot of Eventbrite events. So I was doing a range of things. So I was in sales. I was doing training. I was doing learning and development there. I moved to Europe to sort of launch a lot of the offices that they have there as well. And so I always had this sort of events background with me, but on the side, my passion was really about health and wellness. So whether it was yoga retreats, meditation, I was sort of on my own wellness journey. And so in thinking about what I wanted to do next after Eventbrite, I really wanted to figure out how do I fuse my background and experience with events with my passion for health and wellness, and where does it make the most sense to do that? And I decided to move home to do that.
To bring it here, yeah. And why did you feel that home needed this?
Yeah, so I've always known I wanted to do something back home, start my own business. And when I thought about what it was, for me personally, I think I'd want to be putting all my energy into a project, into a place that is home to me, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that I can make the most impact here. I also think that Guam is just hungry for health and wellness experiences right now. So I thought the timing was right. And then also, there's so much opportunity here, you know, like having gone to retreats and, you know, events in Bali or in the US, like people are craving a unique and exotic experience for wellness. And there's so much opportunity to have Guam be also a destination for visitors to not just come and shop and go to the beach, but to actually, you know, have a wellness itinerary.
Or even for those that live here.
Right.
And getting,
exactly.
Making a routine out of this or even stepping forward to find this.
Definitely.
Solitude, I guess, in a sense, is what these retreats would be, right?
Exactly. I think I kind of break it up into, okay, what would the local community want, and how can we give them new experiences that just introduce them to new things that they might not have seen before or experienced before in the wellness space? And then on the other side, it's the visitors, right? And how do you bring visitors to Guam for wellness? So there are sort of those two sides, those two communities that I'm looking to serve at the same time.
Interesting. So do you have a long-term goal or mission that you're facing? Because, I mean, you mentioned Bali, right? So people know that there's so many meditation retreats and also yoga retreats and that's like, oh, I want to go to Bali for that. Mm-hmm. So you almost want to put Guam on the map in that way.
Exactly. Okay. I think long-term vision down the road would be to open up a retreat center, a space where people can come and bring their communities, teachers can bring their communities to Guam and host their retreats, but also for the locals to have a space where they can you know, experience not just yoga classes, but maybe there's a healing center, you know, having basically a place where they can go, a community place that they can go. Mm-hmm. To explore sort of self-care. Mm-hmm. So that's the long-term vision, but you can't just start with that, right? So I'm sort of building it up. I just spent a month in Bali before coming back home, going through my yoga teacher training and really sort of soaking in what that experience is. So I'm also looking to start teaching soon.
Wow, what was that like?
It was intense. It was intense. I spent 21 days in an like immersive yoga teacher program. So it was like 3 hours of yoga a day, meditating every day, really, really good food, but also like just learning a ton, learning how to teach, learning how to share this with other people.
Was it almost cleansing?
It was. People were like emotional during the program. Yeah. It was like basically helping you to transform yourself so that you can teach others and bring it to other people. So mm-hmm. I'm really glad. It was a good reset before coming home too. It was like mm-hmm. getting out of the city, out of Amsterdam, stopping in Bali. And then come
yeah, and change of pace,
home.
Huh?
Exactly, and weather.
For sure.
Getting used to, like, the humid weather again.
Yeah, getting back into it. So you just had your first event in February, right?
Yes.
And how did that go? I know you guys had, so Jelena was the yoga teacher, and it was at Jeff's Pirate Cove, correct?
Yeah.
And then you guys also had Microchild singing in the background.
Yeah, so we had, the launch event is actually three different events in February. So it's the theme is the New Year's reset, how everyone has these, like, big New Year's goals of January, you know, to restart for the year. And then in February, we're like, okay, let's take a look at how you make this a lifestyle change. So the first event was February 1st with Jelena. And I had this, I've been to classes with live music, but I really envisioned having the first event be, have that live music aspect of it. And Microchild is just, so
don't we all know it?
Yeah. <I'm> like, and it ended up raining that day, and so initially it was going to be beachfront at Jeff's at sunset, and it's been super stormy lately, you know, so we moved it inside and it actually ended up being perfect. It was raining at the
so
end
you could
of
hear
the
rain.
Yeah, with Microchild, it was super cozy, candles everywhere, so it ended up being a really really great event.
Was there any, did you receive any feedback from, since that was the first event, did people say that they're going to be going to the next ones or how they felt even leaving?
Yeah, there's a couple people that definitely have signed up for all three events. So we have the event, the next one coming up on Saturday with Kat Barnett at Hamamoto Fruit World. And then the last one is going to be a hike to Antangisa near like where Mushroom Rock is. And then that's more of like an active vinyasa flow class at the end. So there's people coming to all three. There's people popping in to just, you know, two out of the three. But what I think the biggest feedback that I've gotten or what I've been so happy about is people have come up to me either when they've signed up for the event or after the first event saying that was their first class. You know,
okay.
So I think people are experimenting and coming in. Maybe they're intimidated to go to a studio and try a class. They're wanting to try something new.
So you don't have to be an expert or advanced.
No.
It's all beginners.
All levels.
Okay.
Yeah, all levels. All the teachers are aware that there's going to be some people that are new beginners. And then I'm planning to do like a beginners only sort of series of events just to get people, you know, it's intimidating sometimes going into a yoga class when you're like, I'm not flexible. I haven't done it in years, whatever. So I want to try to break that down and make it super accessible for people to explore.
And downward facing dog hurts.
It can hurt.
Does it, Jason?
It totally can. No, I think
so. I've always been someone that loves to do yoga, and I daily meditate for the most part. I try to at least 10 minutes just because, you know, with life, like, go, I need a minute to just breathe. But just for myself, like, I've noticed a difference. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you have. Mm-hmm. But would you kind of highlight that, like how sometimes we just need to take this time for ourselves and how we can create a healthier lifestyle by just doing something so simple?
Yeah, I think that's something that I definitely was learning a lot about in Bali is like, how do you just take even 5 minutes? We're not saying go in a corner and meditate for 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. Like, what is actually attainable for you at this point, even if it's just 5 minutes? And for me, it's definitely started as like 5 minutes to myself every day. Mm-hmm. How can I build into my schedule every week one or two times that I'm going and trying a new class or doing something related to self-care? So it doesn't have to be this big, like, I'm going to change my whole lifestyle overnight. Like, it's these little steps that you can take. And I think that's, especially in, you know, health coaching as well, it's breaking it down into like what's something you actually can do that you enjoy. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not going to start going to a class that I don't enjoy, right? You mm-hmm. have to find something that really lights you up, right? So
yeah, I love that. Lights you up. Great. Oh, so we have some comments. Thank you, Jason, for telling us. Let's see. Let's start from the top. So we have Debbie Davis saying, half a day. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
We also have, she's saying, good morning, Livia. And then we have Francis. Hi, Francis. Hello, Adrian. I'm good. I hope you're doing well. So a few people listening in. Great.
And in New York, too.
Oh, yeah. Half a day from New York. Oh, I'm going to mess up this name. Jason, help me out here. Chilapinam.
There you go.
We see you. Hi from New York.
New York is in the house.
Yes, New York is here. York. Yeah. All right. So I know that just talking with you prior, we also mentioned that you want to plan some charitable efforts mm-hmm. and making this a nonprofit organization. Mm-hmm. I know you're very. You said this. You're just starting. This is your kind of your kickstart. So how would you want to? Is there any charities that you're looking into, or how would you like to incorporate that into the Eno Wellness?
Yeah. So I definitely would love to. Have sort of a nonprofit arm of Eno Wellness Collective eventually. I just think there's so much work to do in the community, to be honest, mm-hmm. when it comes to health and wellness, when it comes to mental health, when it comes to working with children. So I can definitely see, and I would love to have, you know, events and programs that work with kids, that also work with the mental health community. I think there's an opportunity for meditation, mm-hmm. breath work, yoga, to really play a part in that process. There's one in particular. I would love to work with Island Girl Power.
Yeah, we've had them on here before, too. Yeah, they're great. I think, Jason, you were here for that one, right? Mm-hmm. With Island Girl Power, so we had them.
Yeah.
They do amazing work.
Yeah, they do amazing work. I would love to work with organizations like that and really introduce.
We'll make it happen.
Yeah, I think we can make it happen.
Are you listening, Island Girl Power?
Do something. Ina and Island Girl Power collab. I can see it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And they, I believe we were just there, and they have this whole, they're entering the jungle right now to create, they're working on a lot of things, but I went over there recently, and I was like, wow, so maybe something there. I know they have gardens mm-hmm. and everything, too. But yeah, I was shocked whenever I had walked into Island Girl Power for the first time.
Yeah.
Because I didn't really know too much about it. And then I was like, oh, do you guys want to come on my podcast? Yeah. And I was like, now that I found out.
She has a special shout-out.
Oh, we have a special shout-out. For Michael Areola.
Oh,
good
Michael
job,
Mike.
He's awesome. From Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hi, Uncle Mike.
Charlotte.
How sweet. Watching. Oh, so we got New York and we have Charlotte here. Look at that.
Yeah.
Debbie's in Kentucky.
Oh, wow, love it.
Yep, and wow, I love it too. Look at that.
Would you mind if I asked a question?
No. Jason, please come here. Jason wants to ask a question.
I'm sorry, okay, this is Adriana Shield, but I'm wondering.
Jason, you're always welcome.
I'm wondering because Adriana has actually opened our eyes and our minds up to meditation, like in the newsroom, right? Mm-hmm. And the benefits it can have, especially when our flow and our pace is as chaotic as ours can be.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, I've tried, you know, like on Fitbit, right? Mm-hmm. Fitbit has like some, you know.
And he's been doing it more often.
And it has meditation modes, but it's basically like just controlling your breathing and slowing down. But mentally, if I'm to meditate like the right way, do I have to like take my mind and put it in a completely different like environment? Should I go to like my happy place, or do I go to like a place where there's just, like a place of just nothing at all?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I just don't know, and I want to get the most out of it.
Yeah, I think I would say there's one sort of image that, at least for me personally, that I always go back to, because when you're starting to meditate, I feel like it's inevitable that all these thoughts are going to come back. You don't all of a sudden like go like, I'm here, and then you go to the, you know, the clouds, right?
So there's a unicorn, there's a rainbow.
I always think about it as if you're like kind of sitting on top of a mountain, and there's, you know, sort of, you have a stream at the bottom, and there's different things passing by, and you're just sort of noticing them and letting them pass along. You're going to think, what am I supposed to do on Monday? Oh, I'm late, I'm hungry, whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. Like those things, you just have to, I think, recognize them and let them pass along. The goal is to maintain your breath and to really be conscious of it, but we're human. It's not going to all of a sudden go to the happy place, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think it's good to recognize that and just notice it and then come back to your breath.
And you say you do it in 5-minute intervals, but you're an expert in this field and you're also conditioned. For me, it would probably take me a lot longer than just 5 minutes to get to my happy place. Yeah. And then I got to spend 5 minutes
but
in there.
But that's how you practice and you just do it.
I've used a lot of apps too. There's a lot of apps that, like Headspace or One Giant Mind. Those are apps that you can do. Me personally, I love guided meditations because I know for myself, sitting down in the midst of everything going on, it's hard for me just to go there myself. So I think using an app, doing a guided meditation, at least someone's guiding you through what to experience. So I think Headspace is a great one that you can use. And that way it makes it a little easier to guide to go into it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I listen to just peaceful meditation on Spotify.
Yeah.
And just play music and then turn my phone on silent so I don't hear anything else.
Yeah.
But at least like 5 to 10 minutes in the morning to start my day that way. But what I've realized is that, as you mentioned, like not going straight to your happy place because, you know, with us, like we're constantly going, and we're human, like you said, but it's also, I've learned how to kind of control my mindset a bit. And I think obviously with more practice, it'll, you condition it, but how about people that are a little bit, I guess it's, they're still beginners with that. How can you just help them controlling the mindset? Because I know it's not, we can't control it, but like you said, just letting it pass and just being present in the right there and right now.
Yeah, I think that's like one of the hardest things that people can do, right, is like be truly, truly present. And I think, you know, even in my yoga teacher training before this, I think that's what they were trying to have us experience is like, how do you eliminate the distractions? We didn't have our phones. We didn't have, we were like truly in the space of learning that we weren't able to really be distracted. That's really hard to do on like a day-to-day basis, right? So I think, you know, starting small, even taking deep breaths, like the power of taking a deep breath when something's frustrating, when you're in traffic, is really powerful. And so that's something I want to explore more with Eno Wellness Collective is breath work and doing those and meditation sessions and how do we start to make it a little bit more manageable for people, right? And give people the tools to be able to take a deep breath and sort of reset your mind.
And I think, I'll tell you personally, something I think I struggle with is slowing down. Because I'm such, and even growing up, my parents always called me an energizer bunny. Like, I was just like, I'm always going in so much energy.
Yeah.
And I'm sure all the coffee during the day doesn't help either, but Jason's laughing because he knows how much coffee I drink during the day. But also, that which is something I would love to learn a little bit more, and that's what yoga and meditation has helped me with. But I think, you know, it's hard to do it every single day. It is. But I think slowing down and taking it all in, and sometimes, like you said, breathing and before reacting to anything.
Definitely. I also think that it's a good recommendation to take some time during your year to sort of reset. And that's what a lot of the retreats that I'm going to be doing are going to be all about, is how do you take a moment, unplug from technology, sort of take a step back to reflect and do that in a really open environment. So I would definitely recommend checking out one of the retreats as well.
Yeah, so when are these retreats? Let's get these dates going out there, and we'll let everyone know this is the time to listen. I know you have them right here.
The next event, so there's still two more events in the New Year's Reset. The one that still has tickets available is the one on February 29th.
The 29th.
That's the hike and the yoga class by the beach. and then March 7th, Chloe Kernahan is coming from Sky Teen Yoga in New York. She's from Guam. She went off to New York, opened her own studio. She does teacher trainings, retreats. She's doing all of it in New York right now. She's coming home for a couple days. And so she's going to be teaching a class at Custom Fitness with us. And then the two retreats, there's
one. Is that one still open, though?
Yeah, okay, that one still has a couple spaces. Okay. People are buying that quick, though, so I recommend getting tickets. And then we're going to be having a one-day retreat around Mother's Day. So it's going to be with Lisa Sablon, and more details are coming soon. Stay tuned for Valentine's Day announcements.
Okay.
One retreat in May.
Talk about stressful days.
Yeah, it's like self-care for Valentine's Day. So May, there'll be a retreat, and then September will be a three-day retreat featuring Kieli JL. She's from Guam. She's lived in New York for about 20 years or so, more. Now she lives in Austin. She's a holistic chef, and we're going to be fusing, and also a wellness coach, and she fuses like feminine energy and sensuality into food and cooking. So we're going to be exploring
those. That is so
those
interesting.
Two.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, when I first met her, I was like, yes to everything that you're doing. So we're going to do a three-day retreat.
That's girl power right
there. It's a women's retreat. And yeah, it's going to be in September, Labor Day weekend.
Okay.
We'll be announcing more details soon.
Sorry, how exciting. Yeah. Speaking of girl power, there's a comment second from the bottom, which is very, very special. I think Livia's going to want to hear.
Aww. I'm like, come on. You do want to hear
from
this.
Agnes
Carr Hafferday from Denmark?
Delaware.
Oh, Delaware. Here we go. Delaware. Livia, your Jima Bell Areola is my first cousin. Best wishes.
Aww. It.
That's your grandma's first cousin.
Your grandma's first cousin is watching
it.
From.
Did you really say Denmark?
Yeah, you leave me alone, Jason. And then Debbie Davis, we have another one. Meditation is so relaxing. 10 minutes a day or every other day soothes me. Aww.
Nice.
And we also have Guam Guy, half a day from Florida.
Wow.
Wow, we have everyone over watching.
Jumping on.
So for those that do want to join in on these retreats, how do they get, how can they get tickets or get involved?
So definitely on the website. So enawellnesscollective.com has all of the ticket information. Also on Instagram, that's at enawellnesscollectiveguam. That's where we're posting updates. Every Wednesday, we're doing what we call Wellness Wednesday. So we promote a new person in the health and wellness world.
Okay.
Just to
is it just people on Guam?
People from Guam for now, yeah.
All trying to make differences.
Yeah. Okay. So it's kind of this little selfish project because I also want to know and meet these people, and I'm exploring for it myself now that I'm home. So every Wednesday you can check that out on the Instagram.
Hey, why do you think I have this podcast?
Yeah,
so I
exactly.
can meet everyone and learn from my own.
Yeah,
I get it.
Learning for
this is our self-care too, huh?
Exactly. So check out the Instagram. We're always posting. New events and updates and all of that. So
on Instagram, and they can get the tickets there and also follow you and your journey and every event that's upcoming.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. So that is, do we have it on there, Jason?
Mm-hmm.
The Instagram? Okay, it's on that link over there that you will see.
Ina Wellness Collective Guam.
Yes. Ina Wellness Collective Guam. And I do follow it.
Oh.
I know. I saw your message that you posted today. I posted on my Instagram story. I was like, I love it.
Yes.
So
the three universe.
Yeah, the three signs from the universe. I love that. I did see that. I was like, that was a nice
Can you explain
Monday.
That? That sounds interesting.
Okay, so you want to explain that for Jason?
So every Monday I post a quote.
Jason's back in. Here we go.
Come on in.
He's listening.
Every Monday I post a quote. And different. So every Wednesday you'll get Wellness Wednesdays. Every Monday I'll get a quote. And my quote, the quote today was...
The three signs from the universe.
Like the universe typically has three answers for you. Yes, not right now, or I have something better in store for you.
So rather than thinking,
Okay.
Trust the universe.
Trust it. And you know, I always say everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
So sometimes those reasons could be seen as bad, but maybe it's really good to help you move forward and move on.
And I like that because I may not be having, let's just say, like the best of days, and that's not a hard no, which is, you know, which can really like submarine my attitude for that day and everything like that. So I was like, okay, there might be good things down the road and everything like that. Not just at the moment. So maintain, you know.
Yeah. There might be a reason this is happening to you. Just
No, I remember
and once you make peace with the universe about everything happens for a reason, like you said, and everything like that, you know, that makes your life that much easier.
One of the first like weeks or 2 weeks in, Jason and I had this conversation and I was like, I was like, because, you know, sometimes with news, like, we're always following on a deadline, and I think there was, like, a situation, but I had gotten something in a little late, and I wasn't really beating myself up at the time, and I was like, you know, we have to just think of, like, when we're challenged like this, like, we didn't fail, we just learned, and it's a lesson, so we're just learning. I think I had mentioned, you were like, I like that.
No,
you
what
were
did
like,
you
I need
say?
To tell, you were like, I need to tell myself that more often.
No, what did you say exactly?
I said I didn't lose. It wasn't a loss. It was a lesson. Or it was a lesson.
Yeah.
It wasn't a loss. Like, I didn't see it as, like, a loss. And he was like, he was saying that he needed to tell himself that more often.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, it's true. Like,
I've been saying that a lot this month, even just as launching a new business. You're like, well, that's lesson. That's a lesson.
Yeah. And you're going to learn and you're going to grow throughout it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And we're so excited to see where you come even in a year because you're just starting.
Yes.
And
so that's our anniversary podcast.
Yeah. We could do a year anniversary. see if you are with Island Girl Power by then.
Oh yeah, probably.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Right. Okay, so my last question, I have one more question, or I have a few more questions, but one question I do want to highlight on is you mentioned that the February 29th one is a hike, so something more active.
Mm-hmm.
So why have these different opportunities where there's something more, you know, like we mentioned the meditation and the yogas are more solitude, kind of quiet, but then the hike is something more active. Why do you need this balance to create harmony for yourself?
Yeah, so I think even with, you know, the New Year's reset, all of them are really different events. They're different teachers, different themes, different locations. There was the one with live music, there's the one that's more meditation, mindfulness focus, and the hike. I think it is all about finding balance, but also I realize everyone likes something different, right? So the goal with the reset was to kind of tap into different communities that might be interested in health and wellness, but they might have not found the type of event that's exciting to them. So for the hike and the more active one, hoping to get some people, you know, some athletes, some runners, some surfers, maybe some more guys to try yoga.
Come on, men. Jason.
Come on in. because I think, you know, it is, Guam has a lot of diverse interests here.
Best workout I ever had was yoga. Yeah.
I heard that from a lot of guys too, you know, and it might be something intimidating to try, but I'm hoping to, again, make it accessible to everybody and tap into different communities mm-hmm. here.
Okay. And you know what? I used to do yoga in Michigan because, you know, I'm from mm-hmm. Michigan, and we would do Bikram hot yoga yeah. during the winter. So it was you were in a sauna and you were so hot. But then you go outside and, you know, put your UGG boots back mm-hmm. on and your jacket, and it's like you don't even need much of a jacket because you just got out of the sauna doing hot yoga and then it's like snow everywhere. But me and my best friend, Catherine Wilkos, my best friend, we would always do Bikram hot yoga together. And it was so nice on like a winter's day, mm-hmm. like right now in February where it is right now. People back in Michigan, go get Bikram hot yoga.
Guam has hot yoga. It's just naturally like...
I know. We just sit outside on the beach. I know. Exactly. I'm doing hot yoga all along. Okay. And so one more question, Olivia, which I just want to know how you found the light within yourself to start, you know, wellness. If you want to share.
That's a good question.
If you want to share. I have to ask that one before we leave.
That's a good question. I think the past, I would say, 10 years or so, I've really been exploring this for myself, and I've had, you know, the benefit of being in San Francisco, which has just so much health and wellness related activities, and so same thing for Amsterdam, that I've just been really curious and figuring out, you know, what it is that brings me joy, what it is that is nourishing to me, and so that's just been trying a lot of different things. And I think as I've tried a lot of different things, gone to a lot of retreats, gone to a lot of workshops, different teachers, you know, I've basically been so inspired by it that I'm like, I need to share this, right? Like, mm-hmm. I've, you know, had the opportunity to really spend some time digging into myself that I would love to help people here do the same. So I think that a lot of teachers feel that way too, is they're inspired to actually share it with other people. Mm-hmm. So
shine your light.
Exactly.
All right. Well, thank you, Olivia. Is there anything else you want to say before we head out of here?
No, I'm really excited to be home. I'm excited to be back. Really excited to connect. So always open to, you know, people reaching out, wanting to collaborate, wanting to just talk health and wellness. So excited to be here.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me. And thank you all for watching. I'm Adriana Cotero for The Greater Good.